Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you once again. Welcome to the Mind of Christ Covenant Ministries broadcast hour. We welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To everyone that are listening in, we praise and magnify God for another opportunity. Amen. To come with you. Amen. To just let you know that all is well. In spite of what you're going through or what you may be facing on tonight, amen, knowing that all is well and that God is yet in control, amen. We're thanking God tonight. We have, amen, a wonderful in-studio guest tonight, amen, all the way from the beautiful city of Santa Barbara, California, amen. He is the pastor of the Bethel Church of God in Christ, amen, there in Santa Barbara, amen. We're thanking God tonight for him being with us, none other than our own superintendent, George Brooks. Amen. With us on tonight. Amen. We have to share the word of God on tonight. Amen. Amen. We're thanking God. Amen. For how he's just been blessing the outpouring of his spirit today in service. We had a wonderful time in service on today. And it's interesting how the Lord, how he sets things up to set us up. Amen. And how he deals with his people. And I had talked to the preacher on today who had called me he wanted me to bring a word today. And I hadn't talked to him this week. And how he said the Lord had him up this morning, amen, at 2 o'clock this morning, amen, in a word for the people. And the same word that he had, same word, amen, that the Lord had given to me as well. And I had showed him the paperwork, my papers, my notes and everything, just to show you the mystery about God. Please. Amen. We're thanking God tonight. And then we'll go right into the Word of God and just, amen, how will the Lord lead to particular tonight? Want the Lord to, amen, just have his way and to manifest, amen, on tonight, in this world tonight. And at the end, we'll be able to pray for you, amen, that whatever your prayer request may be, amen, we're petitioning God, we're asking God to do a mighty, great thing, amen. And I am a man of faith, and I believe that when you ask God, you begin to thank him for it and trust him and begin to thank him for it. And just watch him do what he promised he would do for his children. Amen. It is his desire. It does bring him pleasure to please his children, to bless his children. Amen. To our heart. As long as they line up, amen, with God's will. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight, Superintendent. Amen. Go right ahead. Amen. Whatever the Lord has for you tonight. Bless you.
God bless you. Yes, tonight I was just thinking and praising God for, as you're saying, how when we ask God, he's willing to help us. And yeah. I'm thinking from St. Matthew's 18th chapter and the 15th verse through the 19th verse. It says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Mm-hmm. And whatsoever ye shall bind, you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything,
okay,
that shall ye shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, mm-hmm, in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Praise God.
Okay.
And that's what is so important to know, that he had it set up in heaven, praise God, to respond to us here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And what you were saying about faith tonight and how God touched our hearts and we agree in the same message, this is a blessing to know that he's saying, I say unto you that whatsoever you shall, you know, bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Yes.
And I look at that and I think about that. And some people, they say the word and nothing happened. But what they forget about is Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the 6th verse.
Okay.
Where he says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you come to him, you got to know that, you got to believe that he is.
That's
and
it.
That he's going to reward you for diligently seeking him. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you believe that he is, then when you're touching and agreeing in his name, it's very easy for you, as you touch and agree, to know that I'm doing this in Jesus' name. And he said that whatever I ask the Father, that he will do it. Once we agree on it, then it takes faith in God to believe that he will do exactly what he said. A lot of time, praise God, we don't think about it when we're talking to each other because we're so familiar with each other. You know, if someone, you ask somebody to get you a glass of water and they get up and start to the kitchen, you don't wonder whether or not they're going to get the water because you're familiar with them. So you're waiting for them to return the water back to you. And that's what it is when you are talking to God. You want to know that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So yeah. When you ask him to bind something on earth, you start looking for the binding.
All right.
When you ask him to loose something on earth, you start looking for that thing to be loosed on earth. And then when he said two, touching and agreeing, praise God, when we come together and we agree on something, we should have in our hearts and in our mind to know that we are agreeing on this.
That's it.
So God is going to agree in heaven.
All right.
He's going to bless us from heaven above. And what blesses me as I study the word, so many times when Jesus was asked for a miracle, the people that was asking for the miracle was in another town.
That's it.
And when Jesus said, "Be it unto you," it happened the same time when he said, "Be it unto you." And what the people did when they got home and they said, well, that person was healed, the first thing they asked them, what hour was he healed? And when they say, at the same hour about this time yesterday, they know that that's the time they were talking to Jesus. And it went to that city and healed that person where when he spoke the word, it went there and healed them. That's what we should look for coming from heaven, from God. When we are touch and agree, we should go out with faith, believing that it's going to be done.
That's it.
Not doubt, not wonder whether or not, but believe that it shall be done. Go out with an expectation. And that's what a blessing is at, is knowing that, praise God, when you're asking for it, you start looking for it. You start expecting it. And then so many of us, we forget how to believe. We forget that he have given us the authority and the power when we believe. And I like to go to Mark here. In Mark, when he, praise God, he rose from the dead, and he's talking to his disciples, and he's getting ready to send them on the mission. He's letting them know that this is what I want to say to you. So when you go on this mission, you'll know exactly what to do. And as he met them and talked to them, and he was saying to them, you know, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So when you're asking God, you don't have to wonder whether or not God is with you because he said go in all the world.
All right.
So whoever you are touching and agreeing on it, know that he's there. He's there. And this is a part of the gospel when we touch and agree. This is a part of the gospel when we are asking God to loose something on earth, it's a part of his plan to loose it also in heaven. And then he said to them, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So he's saying, if you believe, you're going to be saved. So not only are you getting what you're asking him for on earth, but you're already saved. You're already a part of his kingdom. So the blessing is coming through the salvation that he promised us, through the power that he said we shall receive after we believe.
All right.
And that's where the blessing is at. And then those that don't believe is going to be cut off.
That's it.
So if we ask God for something and it doesn't happen, we need to check and see whether or not we believe. And that's the part of it where so many of us, we ask God for something, but we don't believe that he will deliver it. We don't believe that we'll receive it. And he said, where there's doubt, doubt stops the blessing from flowing. Doubt stops it from coming through. And the belief helps it, praise God, and manifests it through faith. And that's where we want to be at. We want to be in faith in that. And then he said, again, praise God, and these signs shall follow them that believe. So not only are you touching and agreeing, but there are signs that follow you believing. So it's proof, in other words, that you believe. It's proof that you are touching and agreeing in his name. Because he said if you believe, the signs is going to follow you.
That's it.
Praise God. And he said, in my name, praise God, shall you cast out devils. Now, notice, it's the same thing when he said, whatever you ask in my name. Here he said, in my name, you shall cast out devils. Now, the power and authority, it's not in us, but it's in Jesus, and it's in his name.
Yes.
So as we are connected to him, praise God, and we begin to ask, you know, rebuke the devil in Jesus' name, the Father then cast him out because of, again, believing. You know, and we must know that it's important to, when you ask anything, to believe.
All right.
They should speak with new tongues. He's saying that the spirit that you're believing through, the spirit that you're dealing with, it also have the ability to speak in other tongues and with new tongues. And that's one of the signs, again. They shall take up serpents. And he said, if they, praise God, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And he said, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That is what happens in churches all over, televisions, through the radio ministry, and through the street ministry, and people, even in homes. They touch and agree. But when they lay hand on the sick, nothing happened. It's not that nothing is happening because you got your hand on the sick person. It's your belief system.
That's it.
It is saying that if you believe it. And a lot of people are asking God for healing, but in fact, they don't believe that he's going to heal. And when they don't believe it, it does not manifest itself. There are people who, praise God, the doctors have said to them that there's no way that you're going to get well. There's no way that you're going to be able to recover. But they have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a sister. She's very dear to me. She had, praise God, a problem with her hip. And she got an operation, and she got a titanium hip. And when she got a titanium hip, the doctor came into the room and said to her, you have a new hip and everything went well, the surgery was good, but you'll never be able to walk. And she looks at the doctor and she said, that's not what Dr. Jesus said. And the doctor was shocked because he's looking at her, giving her this, that's not what Dr. Jesus said.
Uh-huh.
So then when he asked her, what do you mean Dr. Jesus said? Dr. Jesus told me that whatever I ask in his name, it shall be done. And I've asked him to let me walk.
Yes, sir.
And today she's walking around with a titanium hip, you know, because she believed when the surgery was completed that she was going to be able to walk.
Yes,
and when the doctors walked and said, you came in and said, you'll never be able to walk. That's not what Dr. Jesus said. See, her faith was the one who was activated. And since she activated it on earth, then he activated it in heaven.
Yes, sir.
And she's been walking ever since.
Amen.
That's where it is so important, is to know how to believe. Yes. Know that the belief system carries that positive force to it, knowing that it's going to happen. Praise God. So many people, they lay down at night knowing the sun is going to rise in the morning.
Yeah.
But then you say, well, do you believe that God heard you when you prayed? They have thoughts about it because they don't believe that he's a reward of them that diligently seek him. So that's where the touching and agreeing come from. We have to be in totally agreement and believing that the Father hears us when we pray. And that the Father will come in and he will do just what he said.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where we must have this faith. And then notice, praise God, in the word where the disciples, when they went out two by two. And the reason they went out two by two, because there was a witness there. One was a witness that God said it. And when they prayed, I think the most beautiful a scripture that we have and touching and agreeing, praise God, is this man. Everybody knew this man that was sitting at the gate of Beautiful.
Yes.
Everybody knew that he had been there from his birth. And here now 40 years has gone by. Sometime we limit God.
Yes.
But this man sit there for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened. Peter and John, they're not thinking about no miracle. They're thinking about going into the temple to worship and to praise God. Mm-hmm. And on the way in, this man asked alms of them. And first thing they did, they checked their pockets, and they looked at each other, says, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. Mm-hmm. That's why he said touching and agreeing come.
Yes.
And when Peter and John said, look on us, mm-hmm. he didn't say look on John or look on Peter, look on us.
Yes,
and the man looked on them, and the scripture said, expecting to receive something.
Yes.
They were positive when they spoke it, so he was looking for something positive in return. And that's when he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Yes.
And when the man hesitated, Peter reached and got him by the hand. And as he started pulling him up, said immediately his feet and ankle bone were straightened, you know. And he went into the temple leaping and jumping and praising God. That's where he said, with two of three touching and agreeing. Again, I praise God, he said, I'll be in the midst. I want to read that scripture again, St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, and starting at the 15th verse. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Right.
Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask,
all
right, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
Now notice, he's telling us where God is at. He's giving us the connection here. You know, if we touch and agree on it, on anything,
mm-hmm.
he says, hallelujah, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
And then he turns and said, where two or three shall gather together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And that's what faith comes in. That's that verse I read from Hebrews 11 and 6. You must believe the word that if you gather together and you're doing it in his name, he is a God in the midst.
Yeah.
So then our faith have to activate when we ask God for something. When we make that statement, we have to know that it is done in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's when we can receive the blessing. That's when we can go forth and see, praise God, the results of the blessing mm-hmm. that God is working with us in. And
yeah.
I so many times try to remind people that on earth we go to places and we don't even think about it. We just go ahead and walk in, and it's because the faith is already there.
Yeah.
And because the faith is there, it happens. You watch a person go up to the grocery store with their basket full of groceries, and they're laughing and talking and holding a conversation with the cashier, but every time she slides something, and it makes that little beep noise, and
mm-hmm.
once she get it all past that scanner, and
yeah.
it get through making that beep noise, you know, then she tell you how much that you're going to have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Most people never question it. They just reach the money and hand it out to her, you know. Because that scanner, they heard the scan, and they know once it hit the scanner, it belonged to them.
All right.
That's the way the transaction in heaven is being transacted. But your faith got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The faith must be there. When
all
you
right.
ask God, praise God for it, and then you got to have the spirit to feel that transaction taking place. And by faith, it's activated. And by faith, it is done. In Jesus' name.
In
and
Jesus.
That's where we have to have that faith, and we have to really hold on to that and believe God that it's done in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's where the blessing is at, is knowing, praise God. That example I've given is just knowing that it's yours because Jesus had already told you
mm-hmm.
that when you ask it in my name, it shall be done. Praise God. And right here, I'm just going to ask if you want to add anything to what I've said.
Just to add that, I was reading St. Matthew 8 and 5.
Yes.
And how Christ was went to Capernaum, and as he was traveling down there, the centurion soldier asked him, amen, to come to his house to pray for his child, for his child was sick.
Yes.
So the people came to him later on and said, don't even bother. Your child is now dead, no longer sick, but the child is dead.
Uh-huh.
The centurion said, well, Master, you don't even have to come to my house.
Uh-huh.
But if you just speak your word.
Speak the word.
If you just speak your word, just the faith that the centurion had,
Yes.
He said he had an expectancy level. His expectancy was there to expect something from the Lord.
Yes.
No, he might have went to other places and searched out to try to find help for his child, but he said, if I get to this man, I know if I get to him, I get some kind of results from this man.
Amen.
And that's what Christ gives us to know, that if we just call on his name, amen, he's there for us. And whatever we need him to be, he'll be just that to us. But we have to know how to call on him and when to call on him. And as when we go to him, as he was saying, our faith, we have to have a level of faith. We have
yes.
to go expecting God.
Expecting, yes.
Have your level of expectancy open. God, I'm coming to you and I'm asking you to do this. And after I ask, I'm thanking you because I'm expecting you to come through for me. He is not short of his word. He has not come short of his promises. Amen. God is faithful and he's just. All he wants us to do is trust him. What moves God, what I learned is what moves God is our faith.
Amen.
Well, you want to move God? Start trusting and believing in him. Amen. Put God to the test. Say, okay, God, I have this big task. I have this big thing that I got to conquer. I'm about to face. And I'm trusting you to go in this thing with me. I'm trusting you to bring me out. I'm trusting you to lead and guide me. And God will give you the direction and lead and guide you, and you will have the victory. Amen. I'm searching for the scripture. Amen. Trying to find what I was reading the other day, where the word of God was speaking, and he said, the Lord spoke to one of his prophets, and he said, I'll make you great. Amen. If you just trust and depend on me,
yes.
he said, I'll make you great.
Yes.
Amen. And it's the Lord's desire for us to be happy and to be in him. He said, above all, amen, that you prosper and be in good health.
Amen.
But above all, he said, I want your soul to prosper.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. It does us no good to have the riches of this earth and then die and go to hell and leave all the riches because we're not taking nothing with us. It's going to be right here. But what he wants us to do is enjoy this life while we're here. But while we're enjoying this life, don't forget about him. Amen. Because he's the one, the author and the finisher. He's the creator of all things. And he wants us to trust him. But I'm just inspired by the centurion, how his faith was that strong to get to Jesus. And after
yes.
pressing his way, he didn't let nothing hinder him. He let nobody stop him, no doubt. Just like today, we may have some friends or those around us that come around or hang around us who may not have the faith that you have. They may not trust God like you trust God. Amen. And see, the enemy can come in any way, you let him come in.
Yes.
Amen. So you have to be wise, amen, and have your ears open and tune in. Amen. But when you have someone around, people around you who don't believe like you, sometimes you have to leave them alone sometimes just until you get your victory, amen, and get your deliverance because they can hinder yours or dampen your spirit, amen. They can kind of bring some doubt into your arena.
Yes.
And you're trusting God and dependent on him, and all it takes is that one little negative somebody,
yes.
amen, and then it just messes up all your world.
Yes.
But what we want to do is we want to protect ourselves and guard ourselves, amen. I was sharing with someone today, amen, how this thing is important. Amen. The Lord has to become real to you to the point where you guard him in your life.
Yes.
Amen. You protect him. You guard him. You don't allow nothing, amen, and nobody to come and deter you. Amen. Like Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me. Amen. A lot of times we hear that scripture, and we just fall all out. We get all excited because the preacher can rear back and squall or whatever, and all that scripture. Everybody knows and are familiar with that particular passage of scripture.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll let nothing, and they'll quote it real good.
Yeah.
But when the test comes,
that's
when we really have to stand. It's not so much of being able to quote the word because we know the word, but when the time comes and when the test is there, when that word has to stand up in us, amen, because a lot of people can quote the Bible,
yeah.
amen. People
yes.
can quote the word.
Yes.
Amen. I heard a preacher say the devil knows the word, so that don't mean anything. He knows how to quote the word,
yes.
but we have to let that word stand up in us. And come alive to us, to be real to us, to where we say, you know what? This little petty stuff, this little foolishness is not going to knock me off of what I'm going. My mind is made up.
Yes.
Amen. My eyes are set on the prize.
Yes.
And we have to reach for that prize. Amen. And this is a faith walk. Amen.
Amen.
A day we grow. Amen. We grow in this thing.
Yes.
Nothing happens overnight. Amen. But God gives us grace.
Yes.
Amen. As we take each and every day, amen, we learn more of him. Amen. Superintendent Brooks, amen, he's the one that was sharing with me not long ago about the sins of omission and the sins of commission, the sins that we are aware of, And there are sins that we're not even aware of that we're doing.
Yes.
So we have to stay humble before God and ask for forgiveness from the Lord on a daily basis. Amen. We have to ask God to forgive us of us. We don't even know sometimes that we could be coming short of sinning, but the Lord knows. And we want to stay humble before Him. We want to always keep ourselves at a place that when we call on the Lord, by lying clear with God.
Please,
amen.
God.
Don't let any static or no confusion or no animosity block your connection with God. Amen. When Paul said, let nothing, he meant just that nothing. I'm not going to, he said, I believe I can hear him saying, I'm not going to even let a bad attitude stop me from getting my breakthrough. Amen. I can't allow anything to separate me from the love of God. Amen. Somebody may approach you with a bad attitude, or somebody may approach you, and the way they say something to you may come across wrong.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't be so quick to jump the gun. Amen. Just wait. Amen. Just wait. Okay, Lord, now you hear it. The Lord knows all. You have to learn how to rest in Him. And that's something that we all have to learn, how to rest in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. As we grow in grace, day by day, learning more of Him, learning what to do or what not to do, learning more of Him. Amen. We grow in grace.
Amen.
And we learn how to love and trust Him. We learn how to lean and depend on Him. Amen. I was reading, amen, it was saying how, amen, we get caught up in trying to fix our lives ourselves. And that's where we messed up at, is trying to fix our lives ourselves. And I haven't read nowhere in there where the Lord told us to fix our lives. Amen.
Yes.
Just
yes.
as we are.
Yes.
Amen. We come to Christ, and He's the one that does the fixing. He does the chipping away and the taking away and the adding to. The Lord is the one that does that. It's not for us to do it because we can't do it on our own.
Amen.
This flesh, amen, it's not strong enough to try to handle things on our own. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. We need the Spirit of God down on the inside, helping us to stand, helping us to go through these tests and these tests each and every day. Amen. We may face something each and every day, and it's the Holy Ghost that gives us the strength, the Spirit of God. That's in us, that helps us to make it through. Amen. He's the one that when situations come, He's the one that helps us to lean and trust in God.
Amen.
Amen. We can't do it without the Spirit of God.
Amen.
We need the Spirit of God in our lives in order to even be able to trust God even the most. We need more of His Spirit in us to be able to trust and depend on Him. So I encourage you on tonight, seek the Lord.
Seek Him.
Amen. While He may be found.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Call on Him while He's near.
Yes.
And the Lord is near on tonight.
Yes,
and
He is.
The Spirit of the Lord was in the place to serve us on today, and the Spirit of repentance, amen, was there.
Praise
amen.
God.
The Lord brought the Spirit of repentance.
Because
it's hard, amen, I was sharing with Him, it's hard for me, amen, to go to a place of worship and try to worship the Lord over stuff, amen, over foolishness. It's hard to get a breakthrough and to concentrate and focus on the Lord and to really cry out to God when you have a lot of stuff in your way.
Yes.
Amen. I've had it happen to the moment. Amen. You close your eyes. I close my eyes and try to clap my hands and try to say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
The enemy brings all that stuff right there before me. And I'm looking with my eyes closed. All that stuff is right there.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm seeing a movie projection, a movie camera, a movie or something. But it's right there playing right before my eyes. And it distracts me. And I can't even get a breakthrough. So what we have to do, the Bible tells us to lay our gift at the altar.
Yes.
Amen. You go lay your gift at the altar, and you go get it straight with your that individual. And then once you get it straight, then you and that individual can come and get your gifts together and come and present them to the Lord with a pure heart, with a clean heart, a clear conscience.
Great.
Amen. It's one thing to come to the house of the Lord, but it's another thing to come to the house of the Lord expecting a breakthrough and then receive the breakthrough.
Amen.
You know why?
Amen.
Because the channel is open.
Yes.
The light is open. The line is clear now because you cleared the way.
Yes.
And what's most important to you is your walk with God, your connection with the Lord.
Yes,
the
it
most
is. Yes,
thing
it
is. To, should be the most important thing in your life is my connection with God.
Yes.
Amen. I don't want nothing to hinder my connection with God. There may come a time when we don't have a chance, amen, to go to a long prayer. We may not have a chance to fall on our knees and go have a long prayer. There may come a time when all we have to do, have time to say is Jesus.
Amen.
And we come through for us when we call Him. Amen. We want Him to come through when we call Him. We don't want nothing there, the enemy to bring nothing up before us. Now, you know you didn't get it right with this one and with that one and all that. Your prayer don't go anywhere. You're praying asking God to do something, and you seem like your prayer don't go anywhere. It hit the ceiling. It's because there's something blocking the way.
Yes. Yes.
Go back. Research yourself.
And you know what is so beautiful about that? He tell you that, you know, if you come and say, ask him forgive him, and you ask him 70 times a day, he'll forgive you 70 times a day. So it's not like you can't clear the line. It's not like you can't get through. He wants you to get through. That's why you say he's sitting on the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for us.
All right.
So, and when you go to him, I don't care. He said, if you mess up and your heart is honestly, you come to him and say, Father, I want to get it right. He blotted out.
That's
you
right.
know? And 70 times a day, think about that. That's a lot of times that he said, you come back 70 times and, God, I messed up again. He blotted out. He blotted out. So like you say, the line is clear when you just say, forgive me, Lord. Take me back, Lord. Restore me, Lord. God is ready to do that. That's why he said, if two or three touch and agree on anything,
that's it.
It shall be done of my Father, which is in heaven. But it takes, like you said, the faith to receive the blessing, because it's done. You just got to have the faith to receive it.
That's it. That's it. And so the enemy tries to, likes to beat us up a lot, but with the guilt thing.
Yes.
That's something he attacked me with. Okay, he tried to kind of be really strong with the guilt thing.
Yes.
And we sometimes are our worst enemies. Amen. We don't give the chance or make we give room for nobody else to beat us up, because we beat ourselves up. Amen. We do a good job of it ourselves. Amen. But the Lord, once we forgive ourselves, the Lord has to forgive ourselves.
Yes.
Amen. Say, Lord, help me to forgive myself for what I've done. Amen. Some of us have done some things that are hurtful to the hearts of others.
Yes.
Amen. But and it wears on us, and the enemy likes to beat us up. But we have to learn how to beat ourselves in order for the Lord to bless us. Amen. In order for us to come to a place in Him where we can learn to relax and trust Him. The more we beat ourselves up, the more the enemy smiles, because he enjoys the distance that we have in between us and our Savior. He loves that distance, because he knows the farther away we get from the Lord, the further harder it is for us to get back.
But Elder Hannah, look at the Syrophoenician woman. She was a number among of another race.
Okay.
She worked in divination. And then the devil got in her daughter, and she could not cast this devil out of her daughter.
Okay.
And so what she began to do, she began to follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The disciples, if they had a quarter, they would have stoned her to death. She stayed out of reach just far enough away for they could see her, but they couldn't get to her.
Okay.
And she kept following Jesus, and she kept crying out to Jesus. And finally, Jesus turns to her and say to the woman, it's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs.
All right.
And this lady started rejoicing. She said, yes, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table.
Yes,
and
sir.
Jesus said, oh, woman, great is thy faith.
All
you
right.
know, here she is. She he knows the her what she does. He knows why her daughter has a devil. But
right.
he cast that devil out because of faith. She held on by faith, you know. Even, you know, they wanted to stone her, they wanted to persecute, but she kept falling because she got what she wanted from Jesus. The matter with us, we let go too quick. We give up too quick.
Yes, all right.
You know, this lady held on. She wanted her daughter delivered, and she had made up her mind, I'm not going to leave Jesus until he tells me my daughter is delivered.
Delivered.
You know, and that's what we have to do. When we go take God, something to God, we got to hold on like the Syrophoenician woman did.
That's
you know,
it.
They call all kind of names. And even Jesus said, it's not for me to give the children bread to dogs. And she said, yeah, Lord, but the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table.
Sir, yes, sir.
And he told the woman, great is your faith. So all
great.
She got was a crumb, but that crumb of faith was enough to heal her daughter.
All right.
You know, and that's what he wanted. He made these illustrations for us to see in our day and time that that's nothing too hard if we got the faith. If we can believe, he will move. He will do it. And that's why I read the scriptures that these signs shall follow them that believe, because it's our faith rooted in belief and knowing that he will do just what he said.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that don't get their blessing because they don't hold on, they don't believe, and it's not done because they don't believe. But he said, if you believe it, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven.
All right. And what I love about it, it's like it's all tied in, it's all connected.
Yes.
We can't get by one without the other.
Yes.
He said, these things shall follow them that believe.
Yes.
And then also the scripture comes to mind where it said, you should know them.
Amen. Amen.
How you know them if they have love one for another.
Amen.
This is how you would know that these are my disciples.
Yes.
When the question was asked, well, how we would know your disciples? Well, this is how, when you have love one towards another.
Amen.
So people that are going around that don't have love for their fellow brother and neighbor in the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes I was sharing today, sometimes we wonder why our prayers don't get through. Sometimes we wonder why we pray and ask God to do things and it don't come through like we expected to or wanted to. And then there are times we wonder why there's affliction on our bodies. We get afflictions in our body.
Uh-huh.
And so today as I was sharing, I was saying, because we talk too much. Some of us, we talk too much to where we talk ourselves into misery. We talk ourselves into affliction. We talk ourselves into burden. We talk ourselves into heartache because it talks too much. And I remember Bishop Bimbo years ago, he said, when we got out of church, he was saying, now don't talk your blessing away.
Yeah.
As we're dismissed. And the Spirit of the Lord would come in and bless and get a solid word that day. He said, don't, amen. Learn how to hold your blessing by keeping your mouth shut.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times we talk, and that opens the door for the adversary.
Yeah.
Amen. It opens the door for the adversary. And I heard an old timer say that a person that talks so much, it's hard for them not to lie. It's hard for a person that talks so much and not tell a lie, and it's somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But if we can learn to be quiet, amen, and just listen and wait on God, learn how to read the word and let the word just meditate in us and just stir in us, amen.
Yeah.
Not talk so much.
Yeah.
We'll learn how to keep affliction off of us, amen. We'll keep a lot of heartache off of us if we can just keep our mouth shut. Because if our mouth is shut, that means we're allowing the Lord to speak. We're making room for him to speak, amen. But as long as we're talking, we can't hear him speak. Amen. We don't even know when he's speaking or what his voice sounds like if we talk so much. We need to tone it down. Amen. Stop talking, but to learn to listen in to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. Then have the ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. And sometimes we don't want to miss our blessing. Amen. We don't want to miss when the Lord is telling the move that the Lord is doing because we are talking and not tuning in. Today the word went forth. Amen. What we repent.
Praise
and ask,
God.
For, ask the Lord for forgiveness. Then go to one another.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Go to one another. Make sure your way is clear.
Yes.
And go to that individual
praise
that you
God.
Ain't went to, that you haven't went to. Go to the individual that you think. If you're not sure everything is all right with them, then you need to go to that person.
Yes.
Amen. Ain't no sense in playing games with them and speculating, so, well, I don't know. Well, if you look at somebody and you're not sure if it's clear with them or you think everything is okay with them, then you really need to go to that person to make sure you know
amen.
Everything is okay. Well, I think when you need to know and make sure the way is clear, that when you get on your knees to pray and you ask God to move with a touch or to whatever, God will hear your prayer.
Amen.
Ooh, when you see the result of him answering your prayer. Amen. He is a prayer-answering God.
Amen. Amen.
We have to learn how to trust and depend on him.
Yes.
Amen. We have to know how to go to him right. Amen. We can't go to the Lord in your kind of way. I'm talking about asking God to do something for us now. We can't just go to God and pray to God in your kind of way and expect him to move. Amen. There's a certain way we have to go to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. In prayer. Amen. Amen. He said a proud look. He can't stand a proud look.
Yes.
Amen. A high man, mind and a hearty spirit can't go to God high-minded and proud. We have to learn how to humble ourselves. Amen. Before him. Amen. As we humble ourselves, amen, he's the one that does the exalting. Amen. He's the one that does the lifting. Amen. But we have to learn to trust him on tonight. Amen. By faith.
Yes.
He said, if you have the faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed.
Amen. Amen.
Speak to the mountain.
Speak.
And tell that mountain to be removed and cast into the midst of the sea.
Yes.
Amen. And some of us tonight are dealing with some spiritual mountain.
Spiritual mountain, yes.
It may not be a natural mountain, amen, but you have some spiritual mountains in your life that you are standing at the base of it and you're facing it. And you're saying, how in the world is too wide to go around it? It's too high to go over something. The Lord, I didn't read nowhere where the Lord told us to go over it. He didn't tell us to climb no mountain. He didn't tell us to turn to it. He said to speak to it and tell it to be removed.
Speak to it. Yes.
And get out of my way.
Yes.
Amen. You got to move.
Yes.
Amen. And that's where your faith has to kick in. That's where your faith and your belief in God has to stand up. Amen. You speak to this mountain. Here you are facing this mountain in your life. It could be a situation in your home. It could be a situation on your job. Amen. It could be even a spiritual thing that you're dealing with.
Yes.
Amen. That you want God to bring you out of.
Yes.
And it's this mountain that you're facing. Amen. As you're standing there at the base of this mountain, amen, you stand firm and you say, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
I'm telling you and I'm commanding you, you've got to move out of my way.
Yes.
And each and every day, you say, Lord, I thank you for moving that mountain. Even if it seems like the mountain is still there, you say, Lord, I thank you for moving this mountain. This mountain is going to be gone. This mountain is in the name of Jesus. It's done. You see, what we have to realize is already, when we speak it, already done in the spiritual realm.
Yes.
Uh-huh. It's already done in the spiritual.
Yes.
All we're waiting for now is the manifestation in the natural.
Yes.
That's all we're waiting for. Amen. And your faith in God, it's what causes that manifestation to take place.
Yes.
It's your faith in God. That's what triggers that manifestation. That's what says, okay, this it triggers God, and God said, this young man or this young woman is standing firm on the promise that I gave them. They're not wavering. They're standing firm, and they're thanking me daily for the promise. They haven't received it yet, but they're thanking me. And because of that, your faith is what moves God. And got to move in your behalf.
And that's what if you look down that chapter of the what do you call it, the Hall of Fame, Hebrews 11 chapter.
Yes, sir.
It tells you that by faith we understand that the world was formed,
framed
by the word of God.
Yes.
So that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear.
All right.
So it tells us that if God hadn't had faith that he could make water, we wouldn't have no water.
All right.
You know, but he had the faith that when he spoke it, it would come into existence.
Yes, sir.
You know, and when he spoke to the water obeyed him. When he spoke to the light obeyed him. That's the faith that he's telling us to have, is that you speak it doubting nothing.
Uh-huh.
And as you say, then watch the manifestation take over. Then watch the blessing. And it gives us good examples by Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he pleased God. So
yeah.
Like you said about a prayer life, you know, he had a prayer life. Even though he was the seventh man from Adam, and he knew all about sin, he knew all of the fall and everything, but he decided with himself that he was going to praise God.
Yeah.
You know, and as he walked with God and praised God, you know, God took him. You know, and people in that, during his time, were living to get 900 and 700 and 800 years old, but God took him as a young man at 365 years. God took him up. So like you're saying, it is so you know, important to have the channel clear that when you speak into God, you see and you feel the presence of God and you feel him moving by faith when you're calling on him.
Yes, sir. I'm reminded also of the disciples when Jesus was up in the Mount Transfiguration. He had Peter, James, and John with him.
Yes.
And he left the other disciples down. Amen. And as he came down from the mount, amen, he noticed a ruckus and a little disturbance in the crowd and some of the people approaching his disciples, amen, and questioning them. And so they approached him and asked him, Master, we have a child here who has demons in him, amen, troubled, amen. And we brought him to the disciples, and they couldn't do anything with him. Amen. So Jesus walked over to him and said, oh, you have little faith?
Yes.
Now, what I was reading a little further in that, where now the disciples that were left, if they would have, what messed them up was, they were too busy arguing or discussing who was going to be next to Christ, who was going to sit next to him and on the right hand, and who was going to be left close to him, and all the, they was all discussing this and having a little quarrel among themselves as a praying.
Yes.
And being in tune with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord had left them in charge and left a charge on them.
Yes.
All right. Not only did he leave them in charge, and see, the Lord is not going to leave nobody in charge and not equip them and charge them to be in charge to begin with. He's not going to do that. If he gives you a charge, He's going to set you up, and you're going to be able and capable to do it. And so he gave them the authority to handle the situation, but their minds were not together. And when the opportunity came for them to exercise the power that Christ had given them, they couldn't do it because of their faith and their belief.
Yes.
And they were too busy going on other things, their mind on other things. Christ cast them out, so later on the disciples came to him. And when the disciples came to him, to the side, and said, "Master, why couldn't we cast the devil out of this young man? Why couldn't we do this?" And the Lord spoke and said to them, "This kind comes by fasting and by praying." So, again, faith is involved with it, amen. But again, like I said, you can't just ask in any kind of way. You have to apply some things. There's some things that we have to apply, amen, in order to get God to move, amen. Faith is one that opens the door, all right?
Uh-huh.
Well, we got to have faith in God. We got to trust in God,
trust.
And know who he is,
amen.
There's so many people who are walking around who really don't know who Christ is.
Yes.
They're just basically going off of what they've heard or what grandmama has. This is what grandmama did, so it's good enough for her and good enough for me. But you have to develop a walk and a relationship with him for yourself. Get to know him for yourself. Allow him to be real to you.
And that's exactly what he told them. He said, you know, if you fast and pray, nothing that you ask is impossible for God to do.
That's what he said.
Nothing.
Nothing
that you ask is impossible for God to do.
No thing. That's it. That's what he said. If we only believe.
Amen.
If we only believe.
Yes.
And I was sharing before how I believe it's like a package deal when we get saved, that mustard seed faith is already there.
Praise
all right?
God.
When
praise
we get
God.
Even come to Christ, we a part of because the Spirit of God is there. So when we get saved, we come to Christ, that mustard seed faith is already there. That's why the scripture said if you just have that much faith, you can speak to that mountain. Because as a babe in Christ, that's about how much faith you have, is that mustard seed amount of faith, the much you have.
Yes.
So from that, as you learn and grow in Christ, that from that mustard seed faith, your faith in him begins to grow.
Yes.
Begins to grow. The more you learn of him and walk with him and go through things the Lord bring you out, the more that mustard seed faith grows. The mustard seed faith is not for a believer that's been saved for 10 and 20 years. Come on now. That mustard seed faith is just for the babe in the Lord. If you've been saved for 5 and 10 and 20 years, you should be past mustard seed faith.
All right. Praise God.
You should have matured now in your walk with the Lord to allow him to bring you to different levels in him. And each level calls for more faith. Each level calls for more belief and trust in him.
Yes.
It calls us to depend on him the more. The more we walk with the Lord, the more he teaches us to depend solely on him. That's why some of the older ones, that's the older saints and believers in God, they're sold out. They totally walk each and every day depending and resting in God.
Amen.
Because
they
started out as mustard seed, but the more they walk with God, that faith begins to grow, and the Lord was able to work off of that mustard seed faith. Depend on him, the more the Lord can add to your life. And that's what we want the Lord to do for us, is add more to our life, enhance our life, make our lives worth living.
Praise.
But you have to trust God.
Yes, have to trust.
There is a purpose for your life. God has a purpose for your life.
Amen.
But you have to want to know bad enough. Just like that woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
Amen. She got it made up in her mind. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody thinks of me, what I look like, if I smell or anything. I don't care about none of that. I have been to the doctor. I'm out of my resources now trying to find help for this condition.
Yes.
And couldn't find any help, couldn't find any relief for this condition. But what she heard about a man named Jesus,
amen,
that was passing by, she made up in her mind that I was not letting this man get by me today. You have to make it in your mind that beyond the shadow of a doubt, I don't care.
Yes.
Malcolm X said, by any means necessary, I'm going to get to this man because this man holds the key to the kingdom.
Yes.
This man has the power of life and death in his hand. This man is the living water.
Amen.
And if I can do that, she said, if I can just but
touch
the hem of his clothes.
Touch the hem.
Just if I can just touch. I don't have to touch his hand. I don't have to rub his back. Or he don't have to touch my forehead or lay hands on me. But if I can just but touch the hem of his clothes.
Yes.
She had enough faith in the hem of his garment.
Yes.
That was her faith was that if I can just get to that, I know everything will be all right.
Yes.
And to let you know that she was on the right track, to let you know that she was in tune with the Lord,
yes,
that her divine healing was that day was for her. That was
yes.
her moment. That was
yes.
her moment.
Yes.
And to let you know that it was, when she touched him, he stopped. In the crowd, he said, wait a minute, hold on now. He said, somebody touched me.
Yes.
And the disciples said, wait, Master, wait a minute. All these folk around, and just probing and pushing at you and poking at you and pushing and pressing and trying to get a hold of you. And you say somebody said, he said, wait a minute, this was different.
Yes.
I feel everybody pressing up against me, and I feel everybody trying to lay touch on me and everything. Oh, if I could just touch Jesus. He said, but this touch
yes.
different.
Hallelujah. Yes.
When you go sincerely before the Lord, your touch, you'll get his attention. You'll get the Lord's attention.
Yes.
When your sincerity, this woman was sincere, she was like,
yes.
just touch him. I'm going to give up everything. I'm exhausted of everything now. And this is my last hope.
Yes.
But I know if I can touch him, I'll be all right. And everything was made whole that day
Amen.
In her body and in her world. Her
yes.
world
yes.
was made whole that day.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord comes to make our world whole.
Yes.
But we have to allow him to do that.
Yes.
Allow him to, amen. So we ask God, amen. We ask God, Lord, I need to help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But then when the Lord sends the help, we turn it away. Amen. We don't want the help he sends. It's not according to what we like. And I was sharing that today. When it comes to in the body of Christ, we don't have time. There's no room in the body of Christ for like and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time. There's no room in this thing for me to not like my sister, or I don't like my brother. I don't like him. I don't like. Ain't no time for that in the body of Christ. We're brothers and sisters in Christ, whether you like it or not. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yes, we are.
And we have to get along.
Yes.
Why? Because if we claim that we have Christ in us, do you not know the world is looking?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of us are walking Bibles to the world because they will not pick up the Bible and read the Word. But they're watching you.
Amen.
They're watching our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Each and every day.
Yes.
As we go to church and come from church and going back and forth to our job, they're watching.
Yes.
Amen. And they see the difference. And what they want to know is they want to make sure that it's a continual thing.
Yes.
Amen. It's just not something that's here overnight. Or one of the microwave type things, that it's something that's for the duration. This is for the duration. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And you have to be in it for the duration. Amen.
Yes.
And
I just like to say, if anybody's listening and they want to know how to get in on this faith, all they got to do is just repent of their sin. Say, Lord, I repent of my sin. I accept Jesus as my Savior. And then you're there. You're starting your walk with God. All you got to do is just repent of whatever that thing is that's holding
yes.
you back. Acknowledge him as the Savior. And some of the old warriors, they would just start hollering the blood of Jesus.
That's
the
it.
Blood of Jesus. And
Good
that's
word.
How they got their faith.
That's right. That's right. And sometimes that's all it needs. That's all we need to do.
Yes.
Like I said, we may not have time for the long during our prayer. We may not have the word.
Yes.
Amen. You may not know all the words to say to go into a long prayer.
Yes.
All that may be on your heart is Jesus.
Jesus.
All that may be on your heart is say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I surrender. I give it to you.
Yes.
That may be all. Just keep saying that. The Lord knows the heart. And let me tell you something else. Do you not know that if you don't have any words to say, and there's a moan in your spirit, do you not know the Lord knows and understands your moaning
Amen.
And your groaning?
Amen.
Amen. There have been times when things have been a little rough. Amen. Going through a little test and things have been a little tough. Amen. And that there was no words to come out that I could utter the moan and a groan, and the tears would fall. In all that, the Lord understood
yes.
my moaning and my groaning.
Amen.
And that I will bottle up and wipe away all the tears from your eyes.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry tonight. You're not by yourself. You're not in this thing alone.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is right there with you.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He's right where you are tonight. Amen. All you have to do is just trust him.
Yes.
Amen. Allow him to be to you.
Yes.
Amen. Just what you need him to be.
Yes.
Amen. I have found him to be a company keeper. Amen.
Praise
a good company keeper.
Praise him.
And you I hear people say, I'm lonely. I'm lonely. It's because you choose to be. It's a, this is a choice.
Yes.
I don't choose to be lonely. Amen. I have a friend in Jesus. Yes, sometimes you say, well, I would like somebody, a friend that I can talk to and kick it with and hang out with. Do you not know that the Lord holds some of the best conversations you can have?
Okay.
The Lord knows everything already.
Please.
And all he wants us to do is just open up and talk to him. How the Lord will bless you and your relationship with him will get even better.
Yes.
Amen. It will get, your relationship with him will just fine-tune even more so. I find myself, in a, as I walk over my little walks and everything, I begin to talk to the Lord. Amen. I take little walks, and I walk around. And there are times I'll walk, and as I begin to talk to God, I'll look up, and I'll begin to walk a little distance and not realize how far I've walked. But just got caught up in the talking, and the conversation was just good with the Lord.
Just praise
Amen.
Him.
Amen. And while I'm talking, and I listen, there are times I just get quiet and just walk and just let him talk to me and listen for his voice, listen
praise
for how
him.
He's leading and guiding me. Amen. And the Lord just, the Lord has blessings along the way.
Yes.
There are blessings along the way
yes,
as we go.
Yes,
they were sharing on today that we're going to pray, amen, how, amen, some of us, some of you, the Lord heals right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that the Lord will heal right instantly.
Yes.
Amen. But then there's some who the Lord was they healed as they went. Amen. As they went, they were healed.
Yes.
Amen. And regardless of whether your healing comes instantly or whether your healing comes as you go, you just know that you are healed.
Amen. Amen.
You just stand firm on the fact that I am healed.
Yes.
Amen. With his stripes. He didn't go through that for nothing. It was just not something he had nothing better to do, but he just, you know, decided to die. No.
Yes.
We were damned. We were doomed. Amen. And the Lord stepped in.
Yes.
Amen. He stepped in and scooped us up and saved us. Amen. From hell and damnation.
Yes.
It was the Lord who did it.
Amen.
Amen. We owe him everything on tonight.
Yes.
We owe, yes, young lady, you owe him your life. Yes, young man, you owe the Lord your life. Why? Because he spared your life. How many times has the Lord spared your life? How many times has the Lord come through for you? Amen. When mama wasn't there, when daddy wasn't there, when family and friends turned their back on you, has the Lord came through for you?
Yes.
And showed you just how much he loved you. Even when, amen, when you wasn't even thinking about the Lord, amen. Even when you wasn't even thinking about doing good, amen. Might have been doing some mischief, amen, because I had found myself, there are times I found myself doing something I had no business doing. But even in that, the Lord yet spared my life. He was yet merciful, and he yet blessed. And said, son, there is a better way. I am the better way.
Yes.
Amen. On tonight, we want to pray for you tonight. Amen. Amen. Some of you out there tonight, I want to ask Superintendent Brooks if he would lead us in prayer tonight.
Father God, we just ask now, Lord, they have heard the message, Lord, they just receive you by faith, God, and know that you are God, and
yes.
You're there to heal them, God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Thank God. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We bless you on tonight. Amen. We look forward to you tuning again on next week. Amen. Looking for another great word from the Lord. Amen. On this week, you be encouraged and you be blessed this week, knowing that God is and God can. Trust him with all your heart. Amen. And allow him to be God to you today. In these times and even now, allow him to manifest himself. Amen. To you, miracle in your life. Expect a miracle on this week. I decree it and claim it in the mighty name of Jesus, that on this week, there is a miracle, a great testimony, again on next week. I love you. Amen. Bless you, Dad.
God bless you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.